Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hello, I'm Tim Babb. Welcome to a very special episode of Tancast. This week, it's Tancast Theater, as we perform a script written by Tancast listener Grace. We were told she would get extra credit at college if we performed this script for her, and so we enlisted the help of two other Tancast listeners. So special thanks to A.M. Early, who performed the role of the villain. And special thanks to Kiki, who performed the role of the narrator. And don't press stop when the show is over, or you'll miss a special clip of a stand-up performance I gave at Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club in Sunnyvale, California. And now, without further ado, Tancast Theater presents Saving Grace.
In the town of Tinrent, an unlikely trio of superheroes live. Tim, aka the geeky nerd, with the power of fail. Andy, aka Blah, with the power of spouting out words and ear raping. And Noah, aka Johnson, with an enormously huge cock that kills. Together, these three fight off evil and fight for Disney, Star Trek, movies, tech, stories of the good old days, and other crap. One sunny day, Tim, Andy, and Noah are walking down an alleyway when suddenly clouds come over the sun and everything gets dark. The boys look around when Kevin Smith appears.
Oh, look, it's that whiny fat dude.
You boys have bitched about me for the last time.
Kevin Smith sucks in a huge amount of air. A gust of toxic wind is blown at them, and the boys start to choke.
Quick! We must change into our superhero alter egos!
In a flash, they quickly change into their costumes. Tim in a Sorcerer Mickey ear hat and Star Trek outfit. Andy in a ninja monkey suit. And Noah just stripped down naked.
Feast your eyes, ladies!
Noah swings his cock around, and Tim and Andy move to avoid getting hit by it. Noah flings it at Kevin Smith, who dodges each blow.
You can't defeat me! I'm a celebrity!
He takes another deep breath.
I got this.
As Kevin Smith starts to whine, Andy starts to just say words. The two forces press against each other and spark, like with Harry Potter. Both are equal in power and unable to defeat each other. They stop.
I need to sit down. Give me a sec, guys.
Andy takes a seat, and Tim and Noah just roll their eyes.
Fat ass!
Tim steps up to the plate.
I guess it's my turn. Watch and learn, boys. Watch and learn.
Tim takes a breath and starts shouting, FAIL! At the top of his lungs.
Huh! You think that affects me, puny man?
Kevin Smith pulls out all his crappy films from his ass and starts to throw them at Tim. The fails and the movies explode on impact. Too much fail to exist.
Ha ha! Your failure has no effect on me!
Maybe not, but this might.
Noah turns around and suddenly has huge tits. He cocks the nipples like a gun.
Andy?
Fresh titty juice, motherfucker!
Noah suddenly starts shooting out milk from his tits and hits Kevin Smith all over, weakening him and somehow shrinking him. Noah sprays him for a while until he suddenly comes up dry, leaving shriveled up and floppy man boobs.
You still haven't beaten me! I have one more card up my sleeve, or more under my shirt!
He pulls up his shirt, showing his fat. Andy and Noah look at each other and lift up their shirts. Well, Noah can't. He's naked, but whatever. Kevin Smith screams in agony.
Ah, the fat! but it's not enough to finish me.
Andy stands up.
Oh, yeah?
He pulls out a picture of Drew.
My kid kicks his feet.
A giant Drew comes out from around the corner and starts to truck at Kevin Smith. He rears up and slams down him, making him smaller. Then Annie pulls out Crocs from his ass and starts throwing them at Kevin Smith.
Do you smell what the little Drew is cooking? Eat my Crocs!
Drew backs off.
Alright, go to mommy, little buddy.
Uh-oh, I made the big boy mad.
Drew flies away. A tiny Kevin Smith still stands.
Wanna bet?
Tim pulls out a boombox and plays Magic of Disneyland, then starts cooing. Suddenly, a swarm of pigeons swoop down and pick up Kevin Smith and fly away. Andy and Noah stare at Tim in surprise.
Pigeons!
And so the boys went on to do their normal crap. Tune in next week when we find out how cute Michael is, Andy ear rapes more people, and if Noah can rape Superman. The end. Possible to be continued.
Thank you for listening to TanCast Theater. As a reminder, TanCast and the performers are not associated with Kevin Smith, Smodcast, Star Trek, Star Wars, Super Friends, or anything else that makes money or is interested in suing us. This was done in the spirit of a loving parody and should be taken as such. As always, check back in with TanCast.com for more tomfoolery from Tim, Andy, and Noah. And as always, keep fucking that chicken.
TanCast.
Alright, I don't want to take too much more of you guys' time, but I do want to thank you guys for the great crowd. You had a great headline coming. I'm sorry, didn't mean to get your hopes up. But like Colleen mentioned, I did just release a CD recently, and it's on my website, and it's what I call a pay what you think is fair download. Like, you just download it. And then it's like a little tip jar, basically. So, kind of like these musicians you see on the street in San Francisco. Normally you just walk on by. That's kind of what's been happening with the CD. But if you would like to grab a copy of it, you can go to my website. I'll give you a card after the show. It has my website, tancast.com/Tim. And then you can check it out. Check out the CD. It has some of the jokes you heard tonight and some other jokes. But I want to warn you. The TanCast part of the website is actually my podcast, which I do with my two old roommates. And you may have noticed, I don't swear on stage. Not the same for my podcast. We are horrible on my podcast. One of our most famous bits is a debate we got into about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. So, don't play that one in front of the kids. Don't play it in front of the kids. Spoiler alert, no, you can't stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. It's going to happen. And people ask me, like, wait, if you're so clean on stage, why do you have a dirty podcast? And the reason is, I think there needs to be an outlet for things like that. Because some of the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Can I get Superman? Come here.
Or when a random drunk person yells something out in the back about wanting a fictional alien to rape her. What the hell is wrong with you? I'm just going to close this up and you can heckle the headliner. It ain't his problem. Because he's cute? His Kryptonian DNA is enhanced by the Earth's yellow sun. He would blow a load through your back. Why would you want that?